suggestible they are while using their mind movie, the less likely they are to become analytical and have constant internal thoughts such as, how's this going to happen? Or, this is impossible? Or, how am I going to afford that? Or, it didn't happen last time, so why should it happen now? While the kaleidoscope induces students into trance to open the subconscious to programming, the mind movie is the new program. Mind movies program our students' subconscious minds the same way that television commercials program us, but in a more positive, unlimited, and constructive ways. When our brain's thoughts are silenced, the conscious mind is no longer analyzing incoming information. As a result, whatever information we are exposed to in this state encodes directly into the subconscious. Just like recording or videotaping something to be automatically played back later, we're recording a new program in the subconscious mind. A great amount of research over the years has documented how the right and left hemispheres of the neocortex relate to one another. We now know that the right hemisphere processes spatial, non-linear, abstract, and creative thinking, while the left hemisphere processes logical, rational, linear, methodical, and mathematical thinking. The latest research, however, also suggests the right hemisphere processes cognitive novelty, and the left hemisphere processes cognitive routine. This means that when we learn new things, the right hemisphere is more active, and when new learnings become routine, then they're stored in the left hemisphere. The majority of people operate from the left hemisphere of their brain because they're hardwired into automatic habits and programs they've memorized. This is why language is stored in the left hemisphere. It's routine. You can think about the right hemisphere as the territory of the unknown, and the left hemisphere as the territory of the known. It makes sense, then, that the right hemisphere would be romantic, creative, and non-linear, while the left hemisphere would be methodical, logical, and structured. We've actually seen this dual processing occurring while watching our students' brain scans in real time. Because the kaleidoscope's flow of geometric fractal patterns within patterns does not look like anyone, anything, anywhere in any time, its patterns are designed to bypass the perceptual networks and associative centers in the brain that relate to known people, things, objects, places, and times. Its ancient geometrical patterns reflect repeating fractal patterns found all throughout nature, thus they activate lower brain centers. It's for this reason you can't look into the kaleidoscope and see your Aunt Mary, a bicycle you owned in sixth grade, or the house where you grew up, because you're not activating or triggering the associative centers related to the memories primarily located in the left hemisphere of your brain. As you stop thinking and analyzing and start moving into alpha or the theta brainwave patterns, more activity occurs in the right hemisphere. If the left hemisphere operates in the known and the right hemisphere operates in the unknown, as activity increases in your right hemisphere, you are more open to creating something unknown and new. Graphics 9A1 and 9A2 in the color insert show brain scans of two students who are in coherent alpha and theta states. In graphic 9A3, you'll see another student's entire brain in theta while viewing the kaleidoscope. Graphic 9A4 shows the brain scan of a student watching the kaleidoscope. The right side of their brain is more activated while they engage in the novelty of the experience during a trance state. When we play the kaleidoscope in our advanced workshops, we play it in a dark room so melatonin levels increase, thereby enhancing brainwave changes. I ask students to relax and consciously slow down their breathing. As their respiration slows down, so do their brainwaves, moving from beta to alpha. I then ask them to continuously relax into their body and to get ever more in touch with it. I want to get them into the state somewhere between half awake and half asleep, when they're most suggestible, further priming their brain to accept the programming of their mind movie. Just as late-night infomercials influence people because the production of melatonin, in preparation for restorative sleep, causes their guard to drop, I want our students' melatonin levels to be elevated and their brainwaves to be in alpha and theta, so they are wide open to the information and possibilities in their mind movie. The soundtrack of your future life. Music has a way of calling up the memory of a specific time and place in our life. It's for this reason the entertainer Dick Clark said, "Music is the soundtrack of your life." The moment a magically nostalgic song starts playing, your brain begins recalling images of certain times and places, and those images connect you to the experience of different people and events. Neurologically speaking, the song acts as an external cue, causing a specific set of neural networks in your brain to fire. By association, you see images in your mind that have been frozen in time, We call this an associative memory. If you take the memory of that song further and really feel it, get into it, and maybe even sing and dance along, you might notice that the corresponding emotions connected to your memories begin to move throughout your body. Whether the memory of that song relates to your first love, spring break, your senior year of college, or what you felt before walking onto the field before the biggest game of your life, every one of those memories is strongly embedded with feelings and emotions. When you feel the emotion deeply enough, it connects you to the energy of your past, and the stronger the emotional response, the greater the memory. In the moment you feel and experience that memory, it brings your past to life, and in your mind, you are instantly transported through time into the experience. Just as it did in the past, your body comes out of its resting state, causing you to feel the same emotions of your past and reproduce the level of mind equal to that past memory. For that moment, your entire state of being is in the past. Long-term memories are stronger when the amplitude of the emotions associated with the event is high. Whether a long-term memory is positive or negative, however, has no bearing on how our mind processes the memory. For example, memories of traumas, betrayals, and shocking events carry equally powerful emotions, except they are negative rather than joyful. Once we remember and relive the pain, fear, anger, sadness, and intensity of the emotions connected to those traumatic memories, our internal chemical state changes. This causes us to pay more attention to whomever or whatever created the original emotions in our external environment. So what if you could create a movie of your future and pair it with a song that motivates and inspires you so much that it pulls you out of your resting state, changes your state of being, and connects you to the energy of your future memories? If music is the soundtrack of your life, then just as certain songs transport you to the past, couldn't you bring your future to life in the same way? This is where mind movies come in. By purposely pairing very powerful and moving images of your future, adding words and phrases to reinforce the content, and combining them with elevated emotions and inspiring music, you create long-term memories that move your biology out of the past and into the future. In other words, the images elicit feelings that correlate to the experiences you want to have in your future. This could include images of homes you want to live in, vacations you want to take, a new career, the freedom of expression, a healed relationship or body, interdimensional experiences, and so on. These are just some of the infinite possibilities that exist in your future timeline. When you watch your mind movie, as you connect to the feelings and emotions of your future, the higher the emotions you feel, the more you pay attention to the images that created those emotions. Now you're creating long-term memories of your future, and you're bringing your future to life. The magical, interdimensional component of the future is your song, because it's the feelings associated with your song that change your energy equal to how you will feel when that future unfolds. This is why it's best to choose music that's inspirational, motivational, or aspirational. Next, you add words of affirmation or knowing to the mind movie that remind you of who you are and what you believe about your future. You could even add a timeline if you want to. Some examples could include: the doors of dimension open to me so I may experience the mystical. My body is healing every day. My words are law. I feel loved deeply and daily. Wealth flows to me. All my needs are always met. My body becomes younger every day. The divine appears in my life every day. My life partner is equal and teaches me by example. Synchronicities happen to me all the time. I feel more whole every day. My immune system gets stronger each day. I lead with courage in my life. I am an unlimited genius. I am always aware of the power within me and all around me. I believe in myself. I embrace the unknown. When I call on spirit, it responds. If you think of your favorite music video or scene from your favorite musical, chances are you know all the words of the song as well as the images that correspond to every note, beat, melody, and harmony. Most likely, the power of that combination evokes a time and place in your life that was inhabited by a particular set of people, feelings, emotions, and experiences. This is exactly what you're doing with your mind movies, except instead of remembering the past, you're creating memories of the future. If you heard your song enough times while observing the images of your future, isn't it possible that when you heard your song, without viewing your mind movie, you'd be automatically transported into those images of a new future, just like you were transported back to your past. With practice, not only are you feeling the emotions that connect you to the memories of your future, but your biology is aligning to that future as well. You already know why this happens. If your body is the unconscious mind, and it doesn't know the difference between the experience that creates the emotion and the emotion you create by thought alone, in the present moment, your body begins to believe it is living in that future reality. Since the environment signals the gene, and emotions are consequences of experiences in the environment, by embracing the emotions of the event before the actual experience, you begin to change your body to be biologically aligned to your future in the present moment. Since all genes make proteins, and proteins are responsible for the structure and function of your body begins to biologically change to look like your future is already happening. Putting it all together. What if you invited a group of people to retreat from their lives for 4 or 5 days, and in the process remove the constant stimulation in their external environment that reminded them of who they thought they were as a personality? If you separated them long enough from the people they know, the places they go, and the things they do every day at the exact same time, they would be reminded of who they really are, unlimited human beings. And if you spent the first day or two teaching them how to create more coherence in their hearts and brains, and they repeatedly practiced cultivating these states every day, it makes sense that sooner or later, they would get better at opening their hearts and making their brains work more proficiently. In fact, they would be more focused on a vision of a new future without being distracted, and at the same time, they could more easily feel the emotions of that new future. As they created more coherence in their brains and hearts, they would create more coherence in their own energy fields, and this would create a clearer electromagnetic signature. As they continuously worked on overcoming themselves, their bodies, their environment and time, slowing down and changing their brainwaves, unfolding into the unified field, and transcending this three-dimensional environment, it would become increasingly easier and more familiar for them to activate their heart center and create. After they practiced getting beyond their body, emotions, habits, pain, disease, identity, limited beliefs, analytical mind and unconscious programs, by the time the practice of mind movies was introduced, they would be ready to absorb a greater degree of information, equal to who they were becoming, which would increase their ability to connect with their future. This is how we use mind movies at our workshops. You can think of a mind movie as a 21st century version of a vision board, a tool used to clarify, focus on, and maintain specific life goals. Except, it's dynamic instead of static. When used with a kaleidoscope, the mind movie technology is a great tool to help you bring your future to life by repeatedly experiencing it. It's also a great way to gain clarity on what you want to unfold in your life and to remind yourself on a daily basis what that future holds for you. This is called intention. Because mind movie technology is so versatile, it can be used across many applications and in a variety of settings. Not only can the technology be used to create relationships, wealth, health, careers, and other material items, it's also being used with children and teens to help them create a future vision so they feel they have some control over their lives. So many young people today are overwhelmed because of the frenetic pace, pressure, and demands of social media and modern society. Suicide is a leading cause of death for teens in the United States, so the founders of Mind Movie are using the technology in schools to help teens envision a brighter, more specific future for themselves. Mind movies are also used in corporate settings for team building and visioning. Entrepreneurs use the software to develop businesses, create mission statements, and strategize and create business plans. Imagine a team of motivated people not only reading and intellectualizing their mission statement, but also seeing it unfold in a dynamic, visual format before it happens. Integrative healing is another arena in which practitioners use this technology to help patients envision the healthiest version of themselves, assist them with their healing process, and keep them on task with a new lifestyle that must be maintained daily. This includes addiction treatment and recovery facilities, helping patients become clear on the future they want to create in the next phase of their recovery. Mind movies have also supported the generationally unemployed in finding new jobs or careers and living more future-orientated and productive lives, not only for themselves, but also for their families. As you can see, the applications for this technology are endless. No matter how it's applied, the power of mind movies resides in enabling people to construct a new reality by reminding themselves of the daily choices they must make, the new behaviors they must demonstrate, and the feelings they want to live by. Once you program these feelings and behaviors subconsciously, you can break your addiction to old habits, familiar lifestyles, and unconscious reactions. It's entirely up to you how creative you want to get when piecing together your future. While any time is a good time to watch your mind movie, I suggest watching it first thing in the morning and right before bed, because this is when you are most suggestible. If you watch it as soon as you wake up, you're starting your day off on a positive note by being mindful and focused on what you want to achieve for the day, as well as for your future. When you view it at night before you go to bed, your subconscious mind can contemplate it while you sleep, align your body and mind to the future, and come up with solutions that your autonomic nervous system can carry out while you sleep. Basically, you can use it anytime you need motivation or to make a different choice. The key is to make sure you're completely present when you watch it. Since implementing mind movies, I've seen our students manifest new homes and heard stories of home selling that had been on the market for years. I've seen vacations spontaneously appear and witnessed new relationships develop out of nowhere. I've listened to countless testimonials of abundance, freedom, new careers, new cars, healings of all kinds, relief from unbearable hardships, and of course, profound mystical experiences that have permanently altered the recipients. But it's not magic or sorcery. It's simply learning how to become a conscious creator, learning how to align to your own destiny. Think of your mind movie as if you are turning on a radar device to track your future. Then as you repeatedly visit the future in your heart and mind, all the thoughts, choices, actions, experiences, and emotions you experience between your present reality and your future reality become course corrections that deliver you to your target. The more you keep your future alive with your intention, attention, energy, and love, the more it starts to unfold as a new reality because you're remembering your future just as you remember your past. Your job, then, is to continuously fall in love with that vision of the future, keep your energy up, and not let the circumstances, environment, hardwired attitudes, familiar negative feelings, or unconscious habits derail you from your goals. What makes this technology so profound is that we perceive reality based on pattern recognition, links between the neural networks in our brains and the objects, people, and places in our external environment. For example, when you see someone you recognize, the neural networks in your brain instantly recall memories and experiences with that person. By contrast, if someone is not wired in your brain, you probably won't recognize them. If your brain doesn't have the hardware, familiarity with the images, thoughts, and emotions from the mind movie, installed before your future unfolds, if you don't have the neural architecture wired into your brain, how will you recognize your new partner, your new job, your new house, or your new body? Think of it like this. You can't open a Microsoft Word document on a Mac computer unless you already have the Microsoft Word software installed. If you can't feel the emotions and create the energy of your future reality, you might not recognize or trust that future unknown experience when it finds you. That's because your energy and emotional state are not in alignment with that experience. So instead of feeling certainty or a knowing, you may feel fear or uncertainty. So many of my advanced students have told me they are on their third, fourth, even fifth mind movie because everything in their previous ones has come true. I'm always amazed and humbled to hear the stories of how their creations came to be. No matter how varied their manifestations are, they all share one thing. They train the body to follow the mind toward an intentional future. This makes sense because if you have been putting in the time to study, memorize, and create the neural connections of your future, that is where you have been placing your attention. And as you know by now, where attention goes, energy flows. Take a look at graphic 10 in the color insert. This shows an example of a student's brain activity while he is watching his mind movie. There is an enormous amount of energy in his brain because he is fully involved in the experience. Taking it one step further, getting dimensional. There's one final way we use the mind movie technology in our work. Once our students have neurologically mapped their entire presentation, I ask them to pick a scene from the mind movie and unfold into a particular space and time, experiencing that scene three-dimensionally in their mind during their meditation. If you notice, I never use the word visualize in my teachings. Visualization usually involves just seeing something in the mind's eye, so it appears as a flat or two-dimensional image. For example, if you visualize a picture of a car, you will create a picture of a car. Instead, I want you to experience everything in the scene using all five senses, so it feels like a real-life, three-dimensional experience. Many people who have been introduced to my work have wondered why I spend so much time on becoming aware of the space their body occupies in space, as well as opening their focus to the space around their body and the space that the room occupies in space. Aside from the coherent changes my cues produce in the brain, it's all training for this mindful activity of pairing our mind movie with the kaleidoscope during meditation. When a student begins the dimensionalizing process, before they see anything in their mind, they are instructed to unfold as an awareness into the scene. When they start, I want the participant to become aware that they are in their scene only as a consciousness. This means that they are not their body and they lack their senses. They begin as an awareness in the emptiness of space, as if they are incapable of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, or smelling anything. Once they become aware that they are an awareness, I ask them to choose a scene from their mind movie. This causes their brain to naturally start adding sensory input, which begins to bring dimension to the scene in their mind. Next, they are instructed to start sensing what's to their right, their left, above them, and below them. The act of sensing fills in this scene with three-dimensional structures, forms, and space. As they expand their awareness to what else is in the scene, their senses begin recruiting other senses, further filling in the scene with more forms, structures, curves, textures, scents, images, feelings, and space. Finally, when the scene comes to life in their mind, in the future space and time of that scene, they start inhabiting their body. Not the body that is sitting there in the chair meditating, but the physical body of their future. They are asked to feel their arms, legs, torso, muscles, and so on, until they can feel their entire body in that scene. Then they are ready to move about in that scene and experience that reality. My theory is that when they simultaneously activate enough of the neural networks assigned to the objects, things, and people in a specific space and time, their possibility of having a full-on, holographic, IMAX-type experience increases. This is because as the student becomes present and unfolds into a fully dimensional scene, a large majority of the brain turns on, including the neural architecture that is allocated to both the sensory, feeling, and motor, moving, aspects of their body, as well as the proprioception, awareness of body position, of where they are in space. The next thing they know, they are having a real-life sensory experience of their future with their eyes closed in the present moment. Take a look at graphic 11 in the color insert. It is the brain scan of a student who is experiencing a seemingly real mind movie scene in meditation. She has quite a bit of energy in her brain while she is dimensionalizing the scene. She described this moment as a full-on virtual sensory experience. Her subjective experience was quantified objectively in this scan. Many of our students have reported that the experiences in their meditation were more real than any past external experience. Their senses were enhanced without external stimuli to excite their senses, yet all they were doing was sitting in their chair with their eyes closed. Many have reported that in their lucid experience, they smelled certain fragrances like colognes, the aroma of specific flowers like jasmine and gardenias, or the familiar scent of leather in their new car they were sitting in. I've also heard students report specific memories like the stubble on their face from not shaving, the wind blowing through their hair, or the feeling that their body was filled with a powerful energy. Students have also given testimony to specific sounds they could clearly hear, such as distant church bells coming from a European church near where they were vacationing, or the bark of their dog when they were in their new home. Several students have also said that the colors they saw were incredibly clear and vivid, or they experienced amplified tastes like coconut, chocolate, and cinnamon. The combination of all the different senses literally created a new experience for them. It's our five senses that plug us into our external reality. Typically, when we have a new experience, everything we see, hear, smell, taste, and feel is sent to the brain through those five sensory pathways. Once all that sensory information makes it to the brain, clusters of neurons begin to organize into networks. The moment the neurons string into place, the limbic brain makes a chemical called an emotion. Because experience enriches the brain and creates an emotion that signals new genes in the body, in the rich sensory moment of a student's internal experience, without ever using their external senses, they're changing their brain and body to look like their future has already happened. Isn't that what experience does? I love to hear a person who has just come out of one of those experiences tell me, "You don't understand. I was there. I know it is going to happen because it already has and I already experienced it." That's because the experience has already happened. When we fully experience a reality in this field of consciousness and energy without a body, the energy of the new experience serves as the template for physical reality. The more energy you invest in your future, and the more you keep experiencing and emotionally embracing it before it happens, the more you leave an energetic imprint in that future reality. And your body should follow your mind to that unknown future, because that's where your energy is. As you continue to place your attention and energy on it, you fall more deeply in love with it, and because love bonds all things, you are bonding with that future, and it is being drawn to you. For more information about the Mind Movie or the Kaleidoscope, please visit my website at drjoedispenza.com/mindmovies or drjoedispenza.com/kaleidoscope, respectively. Kaleidoscope and Mind Movie Meditation. In our advanced workshops, we instruct our students to create a mind movie before they arrive at our event, so they can integrate their mind movies with the Kaleidoscope video during meditation. We begin by getting heart-centered, which you learned in Chapter 7, locking into those elevated emotions for several minutes and radiating that energy beyond their bodies into space. Then we guide them in the following meditation. Unfold into the present moment, and when you attain that state, open your eyes and stare into the kaleidoscope. Once in trance, switch to your mind movie. Spend maybe 8 minutes with the kaleidoscope, then 8 minutes watching your mind movie, and then repeat the cycle. When you've watched your mind movie enough that you can predict the next scene, you've mapped it neurologically. Over time, you'll associate different parts of the song you have chosen with the different images of your mind movie. Finally, spend 7 minutes watching the kaleidoscope or just listening to the music from your mind movie. As you gaze into the kaleidoscope in trance and hear your song, by association, your brain automatically recalls different images from your mind movie. This causes you to further remember your future biologically, automatically, and repeatedly firing and wiring neural networks. Now your brain is being programmed to look like the new future has already happened, while the emotions are signaling new genes to biologically change your body in preparation for your new future. Watch the kaleidoscope in tandem with your mind movie every day for a month, or at least try to watch your mind movie twice daily, as soon as you wake up and right before you go to sleep. You might even want to keep a journal to record all the wonderfully unexpected adventures and serendipitous happenings that, as you look back, you will see as points on the map that led you to manifesting this future. Consider creating several mind movies, one for health and wellness, for example, and another for romance, relationships, and wealth. Chapter 9, Walking Meditation. Most spiritual traditions embrace four meditation postures, and at our advanced workshops we practice each of them. There's sitting, which hopefully you're in the process of mastering. There's standing and walking, which are combined in the meditations you'll learn in this chapter, and then there's lying down. While each type of meditation posture serves its own purpose, place and time, each builds upon the other to help us maintain and regulate our internal states, no matter what is happening in our external environment. But what could be the relevance of bridging the sitting meditation with the standing and walking meditation? Although practicing your meditation when you wake up is an ideal way to start your morning, if you can't maintain that energy and awareness throughout the course of your day, you're likely to fall right back into the unconscious programs that have been running your life for years. For example, let's say you just finished your sitting meditation. When you open your eyes, you probably feel more alive, awake, clear, empowered, and ready to start your day. Perhaps your heart feels open, expanded, and connected. Or perhaps you just overcame an aspect of yourself, shifted your energy, and emotionally embraced a new future. But more often than not, you may fall right back into your unconscious programs, and all the work you just did to create an elevated internal state dissolves into a never-ending to-do list, making lunches and sending your kids off to school, rushing to work, getting irate at the person who cut you off on the freeway, answering calls and returning emails, hustling to appointments, and so on. In other words, you're no longer in a creative state because you've just returned to the habitual programs and survival emotions of your past. When this occurs, you disconnect from the energy of your future and essentially leave the energy you created right where you were sitting in your meditation, as opposed to carrying it with you throughout the day. You energetically return to your past. Since I, too, have been guilty of this, I started thinking about how our students could take this energy with them and embody it during the course of their day. That's why I created a meditation that includes standing and walking, so that when you become adept at raising your energy or frequency and marrying it with a clear vision, You now have a practice that enables you to maintain that elevated energy all day long, so that over time, this becomes your natural state of being. The purpose of this chapter is to help you do just that. Walking into your future. You've already learned that throughout much of your day, you are behaving unconsciously, unaware of what you're doing and why. For instance, you may not remember driving to work because you were lost in an argument you had a few days prior, or you may be focused on how you're going to respond to your significant other's angry text. Maybe you're simultaneously running 3 programs at once, texting, talking, and checking emails. You may not be aware of your nervous tics or their causes, your posture and how it's perceived as shy, or how your speech